Hello.
Hi, we are conducting a research to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. We would like to get your opinion. Your participation is very important in the success of this research, and all of your answers will be confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. I'm going to mention a few topics, and I want you to tell me how important would you say each of these issues are to you, 0 being is not an important issue to you, and 10 is very important issue. Reproductive freedom.
Say what?
From 0 to 10, how important is the issue I'm going to mention from 0 to 10, 10 being that is very important? Reproductive freedom.
It's very important.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
Just like about this abortion thing. A woman should have the right to get rid of a child if she's not able to see that or don't want it. What are you going to bring a child in the world and get mistreated for, you know?
Why I definitely understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how would you rate racism and discrimination?
Discrimination.
From 0 to 10.
Everybody should be equal. Everybody.
Okay. Should so you would you rate it as... What number would you give it?
10.
It's very, very important to you?
It's very important to me, yes.
Okay. What about immigration?
What about it?
You have to tell me a number.
10. That's very important.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living?
It's very, very, very important because we can't hardly make it. You know, poor people it's rough on poor people. They just living on a fixed income. You know, it's hard. They say if you don't get no food stamps and stuff like that, it's very hard.
What about student loans and debt?
If student loan is fine. If that's what they want to do, they want to finish school and better their education is good.
Okay. Oh, you know, and what number would you give it? What number would you give it?
10.
What about voting rights?
Everybody should vote. Everybody should vote. That's
okay,
very important.
Okay. What about climate change?
We can't do nothing about the climate. That's God's work. You know, okay, and man needs to stay up from up there in the heavens, in the spaceship, because they just knocking everything off. They making everything is off. Up there messing around with, they don't need to be up there messing around with.
Okay, what number would you give it from 0 to 10? Do you think that's very important to you?
A 10.
A 10, okay. And what about K-12 education?
I'm not familiar with that. What is
K-12 education? It's regarding the education for the kids.
Well, it's,
how important that is.
I really don't know what that is. K-12. What is it for?
It's for primary school, let's say.
What?
It's related to the education of the kids, like primary school.
Well, they,
how
they
important do you think that is?
It's very important. They need the children need their education. They need to learn everything that they can possibly learn.
Okay. And crime and violence?
What about crime and violence? As long as it ain't no job, as long as people are out there struggling, it don't always be crime and violence. Because, you know, when you get your back get against the wall, you don't know what to do. And you're going to eat. You're going to try to find a way to eat and feed your children. Yeah, it's tough to get in trouble, you know.
So yeah, would you give that as
reform.
Very important. Okay. And criminal justice reform? For example, there to be a reform when it comes to criminal justice specifically.
I think it's good. Because anybody can change it if you can.
So what number would you give it? Do you think it's very important to you?
Mm-hmm.
Abortion rights?
Yes, it's very important to me.
Democracy?
Yes. Everybody should have
what number?
Right. 10.
Healthcare?
Yes, everybody needs health care. Especially folks who don't have any insurance. You just in a world of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And what about jobs insurance and wages?
They should it should be more than what it is.
Okay. So that's a very important issue to you.
Yes, it is.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? On a scale from 0 to 10?
0 to 10. I'm gonna try my best to get them vote.
Okay. Yeah. So what number would you give it?
10.
Okay.
Very important.
What is your race, if you don't mind me asking?
62.
Your race?
Oh, black.
Why?
Black. African American.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes. No, I'm not registered yet.
You're not?
Not right now. No, I haven't been nowhere.
Oh, okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
62.
1952, or is that your age?
Yeah, 1962.
Okay. What is the highest level of...
I'm sitting here butt naked. I'm going to take me a shower. That's what I'm finna do. But how many more questions is that?
We're almost done. I really do appreciate your time. And what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
The 11th.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
And make a difference.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, it means that 0 doesn't have, so 10 it does.
10.
Okay, very good. What I'm going to mention, how much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. I'm going to mention some names, and I want you to let me know how you feel toward them. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. I'm going to mention some names, and I want you to let me know how you feel toward them. From 0 to 10, 0 would be that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 10 is that you feel very warm and favorable. If you have no opinion, you can let me know. Tim Walz.
Who?
Tim Walz.
No opinion.
Tim Walsh, do you recognize that name?
I don't. Well, who is that?
Okay. I don't know the names either, but if you know them, you can let me know how you feel toward them. What about J.D. Vance?
Oh, no, I don't. I have never heard of him.
J.D. Vance?
Mm-mm, I don't know who is there.
Okay. John Ossoff?
No, never heard of him.
Andre Dickens?
No, never heard of him.
Brad Raffensperger?
No, never heard of him. What do these people do? What do these people represent? What do they do?
To be honest, I don't know the names either, but if you know them, you can let me know how you feel toward them. And what about Raphael Warnock?
Warnock. I don't hear him. But the one to ten, I guess he's all right.
And what number would you give it?
Eight.
Okay. What about Brian Kemp?
Eight.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I do appreciate your time and staying with me. I know it is a long way off, but it's the November 2024 election for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Colonel West, Jill Stein?
What the lady name?
For whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Colonel West, Jill Stein? Or you're undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
I know that the woman, because maybe it make a difference if the woman get in the seat. They feel different vibe than a man. A woman can make better decisions than a man. A woman can do more than a man. So I want to vote for her.
So Kamala, okay. I know it's a long way off, but the November 2024 election Congress were held today. From whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican?
I haven't decided.
Okay. If you had to choose for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I haven't decided.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Okay, and thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Worse?
Yes. Yeah.
And some people say that
the inflation is worse. The cost of living is higher, and we don't get enough money to barely make it.
I see. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that people who vote can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
Okay. So I'm going to mention a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevents that progress, and 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Vice President Harris?
Eight.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Eight.
Your local mayor?
COVID-19.
COVID-19 recovery?
Kenya.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
8.
Black voters?
8.
Okay. We are almost done. Thank you so much for staying with me. And I'm going to mention a list of some policies, development, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please let me know how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network from vote to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing a credit card late fee from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Do you think this policy will motivate you to vote?
Yes.
Okay, so would you give it a what number?
8, 9, 9, 9. 9,
okay. Mm-hmm. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for million individuals. From 0 to 10, how strongly would this motivate you to vote?
No.
Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. What number would you give it?
9.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUS, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid. Would this change to strongly motivate you? What number would you give it?
9.
Okay. Because we protested together, the administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. How strongly would this motivate you from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. We're almost done, okay? Thank you for your responses. Now, I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people can change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
It matters.
Okay. 10 would mean that it matters a lot. What number would you give it?
10.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power.
10.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
The economy is worse. The economy.
Okay. And based on your life, how would you, what would you give it? Much worse, worse, no change, or better, or much better?
It's better. A little better. But it could look, but okay. It could be better.
I understand. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight?
I'm finna go take my bed, ma'am. I'm finna go take my bed. We just talked enough. Thank you.
We're almost done.